Hello and welcome to Desi Muscles Talk with Nidhi Mohan Kamal, that is me. In this series, we'll be covering everything about diet, exercise, fancy fad, diet trends, workouts, and most importantly, lifestyle. So stay tuned. In this episode, we will be talking about how to get those washboard abs and is spot reduction actually a possibility? Before we even begin to discuss this concept, let's talk about why we have this idea in our minds that spot reduction is possible. Now, a very, very legit reason why we have this idea is all the TVCs we've been seeing since we were kids. I mean, all the Ab King Pro and Abs Pro and this crunch and that crunch, you know, where they show that you're doing a particular exercise or you're doing a particular motion and you can see visibly fat coming down from a particular area, you're shaping up on just your abdomen, and then the next second you see the person has like washboard abs. And I think this is one area where we all picked up this concept that having a flat stomach, doing 1,000 crunches is a very real legit possibility. But unfortunately, we've all bought those things, tried a hell lot of things, but nothing actually seems to work. So why is it that this concept never works and we're not able to reduce fat on a particular area? Before we get to how we can do it, let's just look at some of the anatomy of the body. Understand first, what are the two factors that will determine that you have washboard abs? Number one is going to be the amount of fat you have on you, that is your overall body fat percentage. And second factor is going to be how your body fat is distributed. Let's just first talk about the body fat percentage. In men particularly, up to 25% is considered to be healthy to have a body fat percent of about 25%. And people that you see on social media who are like your, you know, fit inspos, they are usually anywhere between less than 5 to about tops like 12% in men. These are the kind of people who will have visible abs showing up. So immaterial of what distribution of fat you have, if you're very low on your fat percentage, you will have abs popping out. And in case of women, generally athletes are between 22 to as low as 10%, but you know, on their cutting cycle. But generally speaking, all the fitness models and all the, again, the fit inspos women you see on social media are between say about 12% to tops 20%, and nobody is usually above that. So in this range, if you're there in terms of your overall body fat, you will essentially have those washboard abs throughout, immaterial of what your overall body fat percentage is. Now let's come to the second factor, which is your overall fat distribution. This is something which is 100% dictated by how your genetics are. So this will determine how and where you pile up your fats. Now some people will have a tendency to pile up fat on just the abdomen area. We call that an apple-shaped body. There are people who will have all the fat distribution happening towards the lower extremities of the body. That's called pear shape, which is usually women. So you see broader hips, thicker thighs. That's, you don't actually choose that. That's something which is your genetic makeup that determines where your fat is going to go. As women, we all wish that whatever we ate just went up to our boobs and our ass. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen. Our genetics decide where it goes. And yeah, most of us have that tendency of piling off all that fat, just the abdomen, which doesn't look as good. So now the next thing is, now that you know how your anatomy determines and your body composition determines how you look like, now let's look at the other factors of aesthetics. The first thing is how your fat is distributed. That is, some people have a tendency to, we're not discussing the body part, I'm discussing specifically the abdomen area. Now, even on the abdomen area, there could be two types of body fat distribution. Number one could be omental fat, which is more common. That is, the fat is Number one would be subcutaneous fat, which is more common, where the fat will be just below your skin layer. This is 90% of us, and the rest minority is omental fat, where just below the skin there is no fat, but you gain and you pile on all the fat in your viscera, which is like inside. So there are people you would see who have abs, perfectly defined abs, but they still have like a paunch, so the stomach is popping out, but you can see abs, but they're not looking the part that they should look. So that's the minority category. And again, another reason why your abs are going to pop out is hypertrophy of your abdominal muscles. And this is what happens when you train your abdominals. If you train your abdominals with, you know, a resistance, with a given amount of weight training, you will have your abdominal muscles or your core muscles growing in size, and that's called hypertrophy. So this is going to be another factor that will determine what the shape and size of your abs or stomach will look like. Coming now to how can you get those washboard abs or the flat stomach that you've been looking at. Now, since now you have the idea that you need to be an X amount of fat percentage, you need to be an X amount of fat distribution. If fat distribution does not work in your favor and you know that you pile on fat on your abdomen, the easiest way to get washboard abs is to work on your overall body fat percentage, which means essentially you need to eat right every single day, work out not just your abs but your whole body so that you gain your overall muscle, you increase your overall metabolism, you increase your overall basal metabolic rate so that you burn more calories and you lose your fat overall. This is going to be the strategy which is going to work long term. But which also means you will have to cut down overall body percentage to a level which is like below 25 in case of women and about in terms of about less than 18 in case of men. So yeah, if we can target that as a long-term strategy, washboard abs are coming your way. But if you are someone who does not want to go that path and thinks that that's too much of a sacrifice and you want to live your life also and you want to drink up a little, then another strategy that can work for you is to go for any of the procedures which are non-surgical body shaping. I mean, surgery is always an option, but yeah, that comes with its risks. And if you're going to ask me what is the worst thing that can happen to you when you're getting a surgery done, is that you can die on the table even with an anesthesia. So I'm not going to discuss any surgical interventions in this podcast, but let's discuss what you can do non-surgically, non-invasively, which is safe, is that you can go for any of these non-surgical body shaping procedures that have been subjected to a gold standard medical study. In this list, obviously the number one, the best selling process that is available in the market right now is fat freezing. What this does is that if you don't wish to lose your overall body fat but want to shape up on just a particular area, and when I say a particular area, it has to be a couple of fat pockets. Now if you're looking at losing say about 7, 8, 9, 10 inches, this is not the ideal way to do it. A fat freezing procedure can make you come down only about 2 to 3, max 4 inches on an area. So yeah, if between 2 to 4 inches is your target, then you can opt for fat freezing as an option. What fat freezing does for you is that it physically freezes the fat cells on a particular area. And within a period of say about 45 to 90 days, you would see that your fat cells from that area would be removed by a natural macrophage activity. Okay, this all sounds very complicated. It's to just simplify the process, if you've ever accidentally frozen a fruit, when you take it out, it looks and feels the same way as it was when you had put it inside. This is the same thing that happens in a cryo. But when you keep that fruit outside for a longer period of time, it thaws and it reduces in size. Now this is something which is similar, which is going to happen to your fat cells after you get your fat freezing done. They're going to thaw, they're going to lose their size, and some of the cells in this process are going to die. Now the dead cells would be removed naturally by your body, because the body has a mechanism to control the dead cells in your... Now, the body has a natural mechanism to remove the dead cells from... and this is what, you know, your macrophages or your white blood cells do. If you're a healthy person, it'll take you anywhere between 30 to 90 days to get rid of the cells that were during the process of fat freezing. And of course, 45 days down the line, you will see some inch reduction happening around your abdomen. And this is considering the fact that you don't want to do a diet and exercise. But it's always going to be good for you to have a good nutrition and a workout plan throughout. And believe me, if you're going to be starting on this journey, you need to understand that this is going to be a forever thing for you. If you want to have a flat stomach just for a holiday or a wedding, and you plan to just get to that point from point A to B, and then, you know, from there on you don't care how what you eat and how much you exercise, that's not a very good strategy to begin with, and that's not going to work for you long term. So in the long run, you'll have to have a strategy to eat well and exercise good every single week, preferably throughout the week. Now coming back to the burning question, is exercise helpful at all? And if it is, the best way to get those washboard abs. In terms of exercise, I'm not a huge fan of crunches, but you know, your core is very important. Not just to have the washboard abs or to look good or the aesthetic part of it, but also that your lumbar region of the spine is like, you know, that's the region which supports the whole upper body and connects it to the lower body. So you see problems like slip disc and lower back pain a lot these days because we sit all day and we don't really work on our core very well. So yeah, core drills are a very good addition that you must have to your workouts, like every single day. I cannot insist more on planking. If your plank strength is under a minute, you definitely need to work on your plank strength. So even if it is like a basic thing like an elbow plank, doing an elbow plank every single day for a minute at least will strengthen your core enough to have not just the washboard abs, but also to have like a strong lower back and a strong core to like hold your body together. So if you're not doing anything, if you're not working out on your abdominals at all, a very good place to start is doing abdominal planks. And when you get a little comfortable with the front plank, you can always take an elbow plank to a higher plank, and then let's go into a side plank and a reverse plank. I mean, all directions of planking is amazing for you. Once you get too comfortable with this, then we can move to plyometric side of the planking, which could be plank walks or plank jacks. If all this is gibberish to you, you can Google these terms out and I'm sure you'll find out what these exercises are. And yeah, rather than going for crunches, because I've seen people do crunches and they're usually just stressing their necks and you know, doing damage to their cervical area, there are easier workout variations where as a beginner you can develop that strength that you would need to. Of course, crunches can be added a little later, but planks is the way to start. And in terms of, lastly but not the least, is in terms of diet. And I come across so many people who think carbs are going to be your ultimate enemies, and if you have to have a flat stomach, you need to give up carbs and you need to give up something. Understand two things. One is your overall calorie intake, and the other is your overall basal metabolic rate. So you have to eat according to your metabolism. It's not going to be the carbs you eat or the protein shake you have, the fat you're taking or not taking. It's going to be your overall calorie intake. So if your overall calorie intake is more than the amount of calories you're burning, then you will pile on some weight somewhere. And if you're trying to lose weight, cut down on your overall body fat percentage, which also means you need to be cutting down on your overall intake, because we need to create a negative energy deficit in order to burn some fat, whatever it is, in whichever area it is. So yeah, in terms of your diet, the strategy has to be watching your overall calories, not going completely crazy about everything you eat, but you're watching your overall calorie intake day in, day out for the rest of your life. I mean, that's the only shortcut or hack that I can give you. And yeah, there are no shortcuts to it. This is going to take time. This is going to take a lot of effort. Understand that fitness is not going to be a coming in and a going in thing. It has to be like a lifestyle that you live with. And I hope this episode helped you out a little bit in terms of getting to understand what will work for you best if you want to have those washboard apps. And until next time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And for more content, you can log on to any of our social media handles. They would be with my name. That's Nithi Mohan Kamal. You can write to me, ask me any questions you have. And do subscribe to this podcast. I shall see you next time.